Canterbury Festival is Kent's International Arts Festival. That's a very posh name for 200 events of all sorts of music, drama, dance, talks, walks, theatre, comedy, exhibitions, visual arts, you name it. There's something for everyone in the festival. Well, it runs for 2 weeks. In fact, it starts on Saturday, the 20th of October. And the first thing that people, visitors to Canterbury might notice is that there are a few flags and banners and bunting around the city in a sort of a festive atmosphere. The second thing they might notice is that it's quite a busy place. We will expect over the 2 weeks of the festival upwards of 60,000 people to take part, either as paying audiences who've bought tickets for our shows or participants in some of our workshop activities. And of course, because the festival spans the school half term holiday, lots of families and children are also getting involved. Well, there are some really big names. I suppose one of the biggest names is that we've got the fantastic band The Shires, and The Shires are just everywhere with their sort of Brit country music. They're on at the Marlowe Theatre on the 25th of October. There are a few tickets left, but I do stress only a few. We've got the wonderful Sophie Ellis-Bextor, we've got The Feeling, we've got The Christians, we've got Sir Bryn Terfel, one of the biggest names in opera today, doing a very exclusive piano recital with piano also in the Marlowe. And those are just some of the music events. In addition, we've got this fantastic venue called the Spiegel Tent, and that's a beautiful, glitzy travelling dance hall, which we hire in from Holland, and we set it up on a car park in the centre of Canterbury, and we've got over 50 different shows there. Lots of great things for children, fantastic bands every night, we've got magic, we've got comedy. As I say, there's a huge range of stuff, and it's all listed, of course, on the festival website, canterburyfestival.co.uk. The Canterbury Festival is one of the oldest festivals in the UK. It started way back in the 1920s, and it ran for many years, based really around the cathedral and based around producing an annual play and a series of concerts. During the Second World War, it stopped. And in its present form, it came back in about 1984, I think. So we're still quite old. We're well over 30. And it has grown year on year. So it is one of the major festivals in the southeast of England.